crossover day passed this month in the North Carolina General Assembly. The deadline essentially determines which bills have a chance of passing this session. In two bills that Beer City, USA and its neighbors in western North Carolina had its eye on, made it through. BPR has the details. The House passed two bills, one which increases the size of growlers to more than a gallon, the other creating social districts in the state, which would allow drinkers to walk in restricted areas with alcohol. Richard Green is the executive director of the North Carolina Craft Brewery Guild.
The North Carolina independent craft beer industry is very sizable. We contribute over $2 billion to the state's economy. There are actually about 350 breweries in the state right now.
About 250 of those breweries are members of the guild, according to Green. He explains how the social districts came about.
It's really something that was put together by the retail merchants, and it was a way to expand the ability of towns and small businesses to be able to interact.
The pandemic was a bit of a mixed bag for the industry in North Carolina. Green says about 40 new breweries opened during the pandemic, while 20 closed. He believes that was in part because of small breweries' ability to pivot to takeout orders, working in parking lots, and more.
I think our breweries have adapted to the situation as it's changed.
Leah Reynes, director of the Asheville Brewers Alliance, says the same is true in western North Carolina, where there was a net gain of two breweries during the pandemic and several expansions.
We've seen a lot of surviving and a lot of thriving during this, which has been great.
But there has been a lot of pressure. As Reynes says, it has often fallen on those working in breweries and restaurants to enforce mask mandates.
You know, I think that a lot of our service industry workers, it's taken a toll on them. The things I've heard that people have said to hostesses or hosts and bartenders when they've been asked to put on their mask because of state mandates, it's kind of horrific.
Now that the mask mandate has been lifted, Reynes is curious to see what best practices from pandemic times will continue into the summer. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.